That is that reference yet again to the Wachowski brothers' film Bound, when one of the characters says, "Take the money, or I'm a worry about you." Right? That's class, that's power. In suggesting that by facing our fear, we might reclaim our authentic selves for a movement that embraces the all that has been stolen from us, from all of us, i.e., for a movement that claims the global vantage. We are using cliched, i.e., co-opted language, facing our fears of the self-healing movement. By what process or means does concern for the self expand into concern for healing humanity itself? Why is this expansion of concern not automatic with the recovery of the authentic self? Or is it? What conditions would ensure this? Is placing our understanding of what happened to us in the right, the most accurate context what is key? Does following our questions do this automatically? Is a broad, holistic, global understanding of the constraints that led to our parents' self-betrayal and subsequent betrayal of us what is missing? Or is more than this needed? There has been suppression of the work of Alice. And of course, returning to our attention, those scholars key to our efforts to get free must be part of our decommissioning the global system process. Her documentation of the correspondence between the parents' attempt to shape the perfect child and the state, or rather the tiny fews, those tiny few who have crafted and now run the global system, the tiny few's aim to shape the perfect state. It's critical that we begin to have that discussion, that we no longer forfeit the growth of our, we the people's, understanding of what is happening to us, to those whose interest it is to limit and control us. It's especially important that we don't forfeit this responsibility as regards the children, that we support their unconditioned thought process, beginning perhaps with a discussion of that quote from Goring that includes him saying this on the subject of war. Quote, "The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders, i.e. to kill their brothers and sisters. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country." Unquote. This routine manipulation of us is evident in any power-fed rag newspaper you pick up. Two of the most glaring examples of many from the Epoch Times of December 24 to 30, 2015, can serve to illustrate. Either one easily could consume an entire show devoted to unpacking its embedded propaganda, and we may do so sometime as part of a broader discussion of that Goring quote. One is titled U.S. Power Grid Vulnerable to Foreign Hacks, and the other is called China is Fueling a Drug War Against the U.S. Unquote. Both clearly illustrate Goring's point of the importance for power of creating threats that require the people to rally behind their quote-unquote state. But when we discuss the supposed threats, at a glance they dissipate back into the ether from which they were snatched. When Goring says, "Of course the people don't want war," he could as truthfully have said, "Of course the people don't want their sisters and brothers in other lands." Well, he wouldn't say sisters and brothers, but you feel me. "Of course the people don't want their sisters and brothers in other lands to experience a power outage. Why would they?" "And of course the people don't want their brothers and sisters in other lands to become drug addicted. Why would they?" But the thrust of both articles is that there are evil states that for some reason never explained do want this, that for some reason never explained states must persist in a constant state of competition. Clearly then, states are worse than superfluous. They are engines of destruction. Now that we have the internet, let's discuss this and plan our alternative. We have sisters and brothers in other lands driven to armed struggle in self-defense, which power, of course, counts on in the last analysis, because they don't have the means to shut down the global economy for a day and then more. We do, though. It's called the global general strike, and it develops and is the building consciousness of all of us. We're not talking about cavalier acts, but rather a strategy that builds numbers methodically. We could spare them lost blood and loved ones. We could stand with them and with ourselves, such that our beliefs and our behavior are finally in consonance. Power plants its seeds of rule continuously in the next generation. We should be asking ourselves how we can begin to plant the seeds of freedom, which, once flung wide in these global discussion times, will secure it forever. It is mind-boggling to consider that by abdicating our responsibility to love our common treasures, our earth, and our lives, we have handed these treasures over to the most damaged and sociopathic among us. It is simply by their claiming the economic turf that this has been accomplished, by their claiming the wide vantage of the globe itself as their purview. Decommissioning the global system, then, must simultaneously be about reclaiming this turf, our redefined economic, within and for our movement for freedom.